Well, tell me about that Thunder Mountain game.
Oh, yeah. You know, it was awesome to have an opportunity to play against a 4A team on their court. It was their first home series, first game, actually. Sorry, not a series. And I think we took them by surprise to start with. We jumped out to an early lead, and I don't think they expected that out of us. And we don't know each other at all. We haven't played Thunder Mountain for a long time. So it was a good start for us, and then they battled back, and it really went back and forth until the last 3 minutes. They were pressing. We were up a couple of possessions, and their pressure, they had to kind of start cheating and gamble, and we were able to get the ball down the court and get some really good looks at the basket, and so ended up winning. But probably our best game from start to finish, you know, to have four guys in double figures. We controlled the boards against them when you look at the stats, and our assist-to-turnover ratio was extremely high. We've been struggling with that this year. We ended up with 24 assists and 13 turnovers, which is, anytime you even get to 1-1 in high school, that's pretty good. So it just shows us we were able to share the ball, and especially against their pressure, passing the basketball and getting good, clean looks at the ends.
Were they pressing you too?
They were. They were pressing us for, once we jumped out to an early lead, they went to their press and really kept it there for the game. We were able to make some adjustments at halftime. We were struggling a little bit with it in the second quarter. And then the second half, not only were we breaking the press, but we were scoring against it also.
Okay. It sounded like that was the case in at least part of the Haynes games as well, that they had the press on for a while. Is that the book on you guys? Are the teams new to try that or what?
Well, I think so. And really for the reason that with our size and ball handling, the teams we played so far, some of them have struggled with their defense in the half court. So trying to stretch us out and not letting us get as clean of looks. And then some teams like to do that too, just to try to control the tempo on us. And Haynes, we started out playing well against them, and they went right to their press. And it did bother us more than I thought it would, especially after facing that pressure against Thunder Mountain. And, you know, we played Unalakleet, who pressed us full court also. But they were able to control the tempo by doing that. And we were breaking the press, but we weren't scoring out of it. And when you don't score against a team, they're going to keep that pressure on, hoping that they get a turnover here and there. It also slowed us down in transition, which we like to get out and run. That's why the score was as low as it was. I was happy with on Friday with the way our composure down the stretch. You know, I believe the score was 39-32, and we held them scoreless for the rest of the game, climbed to within one, but we just couldn't get over the hump. But so, you know, that part of the game was okay. The rest of the time, though, we really struggled offensively. We weren't getting the looks that we wanted, playing a little too fast. Again, why they're pressing us. Here, you play really well against Thunder Mountain. You think you're going to carry that over to the next game, but the first conference game was not the case.
Sounded like that Friday night game, you spent a good part of that game with a couple of your big guys sitting on the bench for a part of it.
Yeah, no, that didn't help either. They were in foul trouble early. I believe we had three guys in foul trouble in the first half, and then that trickled into the third quarter. So that did throw us off a little bit, just having different rotations on the floor. But we've been playing a lot of guys. A lot of guys have a lot of experience. So, like I said, there was lots of reasons we just didn't play well.
Okay. Are there takeaways from that series against Haynes?
Well, I like the fact that then on Saturday, you know, we had a walkthrough Saturday morning, got up at 9 and watched some video and did a walkthrough, and then ate some breakfast and got back on the court, and were able to take the changes that we needed to make from Friday's game into Saturday from the walkthrough and implement them, changed our press break a little bit, had a much better flow on the offensive end. Defensively, we were able to make a couple of adjustments. So I think that's super important. You know, in our league, we get to play Friday, Saturday, so if you're not successful the first night, you got to do something different the next day. Again, then that day we had our Saturday, we had three guys in double figures and almost a fourth. So that shows when we're playing well, we share the ball. We've got a lot of different players that can score at different times for us, and that makes us hard to guard.